Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast. And we also want to remind you that you're invited. You're invited to call in, join in with the dialogue and discussion. Some have used the term, I just want to get in my 2 cents worth. Well, you're welcome to do that, invited to do that, as we talk about an issue today that should be of concern for every listener. Now, I'm talking about an issue that is very, very serious, an issue that is a life and death issue, if you will. We're talking about a subject that is now being bandied about in Canada and America and other parts of the world. It is called the sudden adult death syndrome. Sudden adult death syndrome, SADS, S-A-D-S, if you want to use the acronym for that. What is SADS? Where did it originate? What is it? What is the cause? How should we respond to it? As believers, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, how should we respond to this phenomena that's taking place and yet we're being lied to about it? We'll talk about that today and remind you, lest I forget it later, that for you to join the dialogue and the discussion, all you need to do is dial 904-831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about it and inviting you to join in the discussion. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, that according to Hebrews 9:27, the scripture says it's appointed unto man that every person's going to die. We know that. We know that the scripture says that. It's appointed unto man. We know that death is as a result of sin. Man's sin, as a result of sin, God pronounced death. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, maybe it's like the little boy in the Sunday school class. One Sunday morning, the teacher was asking the question to the boys and girls in the Sunday school class, how many of you want to go to heaven? And everybody raised their hand but one young lad. The teacher said, Johnny, I thought you were prepared to go to heaven. I thought you wanted to go to heaven. He said, yes, ma'am, I am, but I thought you were taking up a busload today. And there are a lot of folks today that will talk about, well, we know that one day we're going to die. But, and that's exactly true. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment, the scripture says in Hebrews 9:27. But there ought not to be a mechanism by which the government finds itself in a position of dispatching human beings in America and around the globe by the millions. And we'll talk about that on this. This is not conspiracy theory. This is not heresy. This is factual. We need to understand what is happening, and we need to recognize that it's as a result of wickedness in the heart and in the life of so many today that's in leadership roles called government. We know that the scripture says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We know also in Proverbs 29:2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And we find, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that we could literally say that our nation is in a state of mourning. And we need to understand as we approach the new year, we need to understand exactly where we stand and what is taking place. We need to recognize that there is the potential of this getting extremely worse unless something is done to intervene and to change the trajectory of what is taking place by our government and what the government is doing and why they're doing it. So I want to remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The Scripture in John 8:31 and 32, Jesus speaking to his disciples said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then the Lord Jesus himself said this, John 14:6, "I am truth." And further he says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And then, ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And truth is eternal. Truth does not change. But yet what we find coming out of the Beltway in Washington, depending on the particular socialist, Marxist, communist that's speaking, you'll find different variants, different shades of truth. The secularist of yesteryear, George Orwell, said this, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." We find that to be factual today. But there's a caveat to that. We find more and more of the millennials today believe that there's no such thing as absolute truth. More and more of the millennials today, in fact, it's reached the level of 55%, make the statement, 55% of the millennials say, "Each person determines their own version of truth." This article that states that says this, "The loss of truth has grave consequences for any community, for justice, for a sense of purpose, and mental health." Further, this article reads, "I'm not aware of any civilization that has abandoned the reality of truth to the extent that we have and yet survived." May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, today, we need to go back to the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. That's the only source. And anything that deviates from that, anything that's outside of that, anything that counters that, or anything that is put into effect that would counter or would be in conflict with that, is not truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns of the decline of America is because of the death of truth, he says. And may I say, we are watching the results of that. This is the reason I like to go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I challenge us each and every day on this broadcast to be willing to stand and defend the truth. And I pray that you see this broadcast as being that factor of telling the truth, standing on the truth, communicating the truth. And I encourage you to tune in each day. Encourage others to tune in each day. And then may I say this, if may I touch on a little personal note here. As we approach the new year and enter into the new year, it's my prayerful concern and caution and invitation that if this is broadcast each day as a benefit to you, if it's a blessing, if it's informative and challenging, inspirational and encouraging to you to know the truth from the written, revealed Word of God, I encourage you to put it on your itinerary to support this broadcast even in the coming year. You can go to the website, FCBCJax.com. Go to the donate button and be a part of the larger number that's deciding each and every day to jump on board and support this broadcast. We're looking forward to the potentiality of being able to broaden our footprint in the state of Florida and nationally to be able to spread the facts of what is taking place. You can be a part of that by, in the coming year, 2023, you can be a part of that by supporting this broadcast, $5, $10, $25, $50 a month, whatever meets your budget. I encourage you to be a part of the support of this truth broadcast as we talk about issues that we're all confronted with. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The Tools for Time knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a good benchmark as to how to find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7 over the campus of Tools for Time. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Find that gigantic flag and flagpole. Based on that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire campus, entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God and the as God's Word ordained it to be so. So, ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait to see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject that is very, very somber and serious, and I pray that it will get your attention and that you'll be informed about it. It is what is called SADS, S-A-D-S. It is the sudden adult death syndrome. That terminology was first started in Canada when they had, within a period of about 90 days, some, I believe it was 35 or 37 physicians, young physicians, that suddenly dropped dead without an apparent cause. Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening in Canada. It's happening in America. It's happening on a global basis. And more of the physicians that are speaking up, standing up, and bringing the truth to the forefront are being shadow banded on any of the social media networks, and they're being we're being cut out of finding and knowing the truth based on what is being said because it's not popular among the CDC and the FDA, the NIH, and the federal government and the governments across the nation and around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that there's a serious increase in the number of what the government is calling the sudden adult death syndrome. Perhaps you recall a number of years ago, there was a major scenario where that was happening with babies in the bed, babies in their cribs, and it was the sudden infant syndrome death. It was SIDS, I believe it was called. It was something that was unknown and unrecognizable as to what you do and how you prevent it. So they gave it that name. Anytime you have something called syndrome, it's something that they cannot identify and say this is exactly what's causing it. But ladies and gentlemen, across America today and across the nations around the world, young, healthy, strong men and women in the prime of life are dying suddenly with no health indicators that would point to the cause. Yet physicians have been cautioning all of us about the side effects of the COVID jab. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, some are now calling it the COVID vax death jab. The COVID vax death jab. Just 2 days ago, an executive producer at ABC News, only 37 years of age, suddenly dropped dead. I've got the article, and it is something that most are not convenient with hearing and understanding what is taking place with that, but it is a fact that this is taking place on a rampant basis, ladies and gentlemen. It's taking place on a major, how would you say, increasing basis that some cannot seem to get their arms around and do not want to do or say anything about it. But a young man, 37 years old, the executive producer of the Stephanopoulos program on Sunday mornings with the news, suddenly dropped dead. They have no answer for it. They cannot determine what is causing it, but it is something that is taking place on a rampant basis, and there is a sequestering of the truth about it. Ladies and gentlemen, There seems to be a mindset that if we just don't tell anybody, if we just leave it silent, if we keep it under wraps, then somehow, some way, all of this will go away and there won't be any question of problems in relationship to what we see taking place. Here's the article. Media blackout. Executive producer of ABC News dies suddenly at the age of 37. The sudden, unexpected death of the executive producer for ABC News, entitled This Week with George Stephanopoulos, at the age of 37, over the weekend has some sounding the alarm. Listen, some sounding the alarm about the dangers of the COVID vaccine, even though it has not been determined if the shot played a role in his death. It says he suddenly died Friday. ABC News, ABC's Rachel Scott reported on the air Saturday. The cause of death was reportedly a heart attack. Kim Godwin, president of ABC, issued a memo to employees to announce his death. And in doing so, they go on to say, this article says, the latest case of a young person who died suddenly is once again raising awareness of the possible part of COVID vaccine and what it may have played in that. Brianna Morella, a journalist who quit as news producer at Fox over its own COVID vaccine mandate, tweeted, Disney, which owns ABC News, forced all of its employees, including remote employees, to get vaccinated. Never forget what these people did to us. Quote, never forget, end quote. This article further states, incredible the number of young people who are having sudden death. The one that just recently died actually tweeted out a promotion for his show about the COVID vaccine development in November of 2020, writing, with optimism growing about COVID vaccine developing by mid-December. He was all for it. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't say this in a critical fashion. I sit with a sad heart. I say it yet with factual information at my disposal in the research that I've done, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, may I say, at the risk of redundancy, hundreds of articles on the subject. I believe I can answer the question. And this writer goes on to say, the Hollywood Reporter said in June that two crew members of the ABC's General Hospital, James and Timothy Wall, sued ABC after getting fired for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine in a lawsuit that portrays effects to curb the efforts, that is, to curb the spread of the virus as unprecedented restrictions on our liberty. I want you to understand that. Recall that statement. Because, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're listening today and your work required you to get the vaccine. If you worked at any of the hospitals, if you were in military, if you were any of the major corporate entities around the world or the extension thereof, you were told you had to get the vaccine or lose your job. But I've said for many, many months now, in fact, for over 2 years, I've said it's better to lose your job and find another job than to be forced into something that's going to destroy your health and perhaps destroy your life. This article goes on to say, these actions were unlawful, talking about the actions of forcing individuals to get the COVID jab. These actions were unlawful. ABC does not have the authority to force a medical treatment on its employees against their own wills. Read the complaint filed in Los Angeles Superior Court, and it goes on with page after page after page of the PDF of the lawsuit that was filed on their behalf because of being forced to take the COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you've got some statements to ask or questions to ask or some statements to make. Perhaps you've taken the COVID vaccine and you found an uptick in medical issues and medical problems since, or perhaps even suffered with some heart ailments. It's as a result of that, but I want us to understand the scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God's not given us a spirit of fear. So I don't bring this broadcast to you today to cause fear, but to bring about truth in relationship to what is taking place that we might understand, might recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that God is still on the throne, that God is still in charge, God is still in total control. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we have a major power at work, and that power at work is to carry out mass genocide. And you might think, well, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. I have in my hand an article by Claus, that's K-L-A-U-S, Schwab, as CHWAB, Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, calls for a mass extinction event to usher in the Great Reset. Another leaked video has emerged to show that the World Economic Forum, called the WEF, led by the infamous globalist kingpin Klaus Schwab, is planning to unleash mass genocide as its catalyst for its promised Great Reset. Further, the article states, now the globalists have attained a near total control over pretty much everything. They appear to have culled the herd of human slaves. It began in the latest installment with the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, followed by the Russian invasion in Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, behind the scene, we have movers and shakers and controllers on a globalist, global basis that are globalists. They do not want to see America survive as a constitutional republic. In fact, what you see Joe Biden doing today is carrying out the third term of Barack Hussein Obama's planned portion, being America being a portion of and a part of the global reset, bringing us into a one-world governance. It was back with George H.W. Bush that when he was sworn in, used the term of one world order, or a world order, eight times, even in his inaugural address. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists that are in control of this old world from the human standpoint want to destroy. Bill Gates himself said we need to remove, need to take out, need to, I use the term he didn't kill, about 1 billion people to bring the population down for the sustainability of Mother Earth. That's their globe. That's their globalist reset mindset. That's the approach that's being taken. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I want us to understand and get a grasp on is that we have people in the world today that are playing God, that they have made the determination that America, that the world is too large, that the world has too many people. As a result of that, there needs to be a paring down of the total population on the face of the globe. And they've taken it upon themselves to be the ones to make the decision who will live and who will die. And that's taking place on a massive basis today. And as a result of that, we're finding the end result of the COVID jab. I don't know about you, but I did not. I said, no, you're not going to put anything in my body that I do not know the side effects. And there are thousands and thousands of side effects to the COVID vaccine. In fact, more die from the COVID jab than from the COVID virus itself. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Joe. I'm glad you're doing all right.
I'm doing great. I pray that you're staying warm.
Yes, sir. I'm doing my best. I'm definitely trying. It's definitely been cold. You know, you brought up Timothy there. That's probably one of my favorite ones there. And that last little part of it, a sound mind. I don't think these people that are pushing for this supposed reset are using judgment that's proper, right? Or being of a sound mind. I think that if what they want comes to pass, that they will end up bearing the brunt of what they started. I don't think it'll turn out well. And the other part that I do know, that if that great shout comes and Jesus Christ says, hey, Jim, come on, let's go, I'm going to be like, yeah, let's go. What are they going to do then? If they're not on Jesus' side, they're going to be left here. That's not going to be a good thing for them. So
we're watching Jim. What we're doing? We're watching the wicked being in control, and when the wicked's in control, the nations mourn. The Scripture says so. It's something that is not new. It's not a phenomenon that's just taking place. It's something that is old as the Word of God, and God's Word warns us of that. We find those globalists somehow, some way, there's the mindset we've got to protect Mother Earth. And I tell, when you hear the news media, and especially with the weather people on the news saying Mother Earth and Mother Weather, et cetera, et cetera, it's just not Mother, it's Father God. And it's not Mother Climate or Mother Earth, it is Father God that's in control. And yet somehow, some way, there's the mindset we've got to protect the Earth. And the only way we protect the Earth is reduce the number of people on the face of the Earth. That's the mindset with the globalist. And yet it is countering what the Word of God tells us in relationship to God's being sovereign, that God's in control. God's on the throne. He's not sick. He's not on vacation. He's not even had COVID, as I say.
Well, yeah, I agree with that 100%. This time that we're living through now does remind me of Genesis there, when it right before, God had regretted mankind, and then he told Noah to build the ark. And I know it doesn't say it anywhere in the Bible, but I'm pretty sure that whenever God gets to the point with this current age that's right now, and he has those regrets there, that when he says go, you know, it's going to happen.
One of the things taking place, God is not slack concerning his promise to us, but his long suffering, that we will have the opportunity, I'm paraphrasing the text, have the opportunity to be saved. So only thing that's preventing God from taking this whole world out today, and he promised he would not do it by flood again, but it'd be by fire, according to 2 Peter chapter 3. And the only thing that's preventing that is, first of all, the rapture of the church. Secondly, it's prevented because God is sovereign. God knows all. We don't. And he's waiting until the last one says yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And then it's over. It's done. This whole world is finished. And so this is the reason I pray each and every day before the broadcast. God used the broadcast to warn people that they will understand what's happening in the world, and at the same time be prepared, because at any time this whole world could end. The rapture of the church could take place. The 7 years of God's judgment would be poured out upon a Christ-rejecting, God-denying society. So we need to be recognized. Jim, here's an article. I'll read you the headlines and let you respond to it. Scientists from Harvard and Johns Hopkins universities found COVID-19 vaccines are 98 times worse than the virus itself. Now, with that understanding, why do we find so many that's so openly willing to get a vaccination, even now when the CDC and the FDA has approved, without any scientific testing, without any human testing, they've approved vaccination, the COVID vaccination, for kids 6 months old and up, and yet that number, a child, has something like 0.00001% of being infected with COVID-19 and or it being deathly. So how do we respond to that when we know this is what the major scientists have said, and yet we have parents that are rejoicing that they can get their child a vaccine? We have people that are still willing to line up and get the jab.
I don't know, Dr. Youngblood. The one thing that I do know is my eyes are open. I think with a sound mind, and I use rational judgment. There are others who are using money as their motivation and allowing these pharmaceutical companies to dictate, even if they themselves know that this vaccine is harmful, they're still plugging for it. And to me, those individuals are placing the value of someone's health over the value of a dollar. And I would pray that everybody out here that is considering that inform themselves and wake up.
You're exactly right. You touched on a fact there, because in giving the vaccine, there's not the informed consent. They just say, here's the vaccine. I'm watching on the news, on the broadcast on television, where Walgreens is majorly still pushing for the vaccination. And they just say, well, don't you want to go ahead and get your shot, et cetera, et cetera. There's no informed consent. If a person could sit and have someone to read to them the 1,200-plus side effects of the COVID vaccination, they'd get up and run. In fact, one major scientist/physician said, if you're in a doctor's office and he said the vaccine is safe and effective, he said, don't just walk out, get up and run. Do not take the vaccination. But as we'll find in this broadcast today, we'll be talking about that. All of that information is being sequestered from the general public. It's being censored. But, Jim, we can keep on praying, keep on looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. And the new year that we're about to enter, I pray that more people will understand the facts and will say no to the federal government's push to destroy society. Jim, thanks so much for your call
today.
Thank
you, sir.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today, asking the question, what is the truth about the sudden adult death syndrome? What is the truth about it? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to further this conversation after the top of the hour news. And so, ladies and gentlemen, after the top of the hour news, we're going to come back. I'm looking at an article. We'll pick up on this after the news. Top cardiologist ties unexpected death, the collapses, death and collapses, to the COVID vaccine.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.